Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the D-Rich Show, where we talk anything and everything crypto. Now, here's your host, D-Rich.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the D-Rich Show. This is D-Rich and today is Thursday, March 10th, 2022. Folks, welcome back to the channel. Thank you guys for tuning in to yesterday's video. And just like any other video, I hope that this video finds you all in good health, good spirits, and good energy. Go ahead and hit that like button on the way in. Support your investment with one easy click. I appreciate you guys so much. And on today's video, we're going to be talking about Crypto Executive Order, which was released to the public for consumption. And we want to go over if this is good or bad for crypto and kind of go over some things that came out of it, some comments that were left by Danelle Dixon from Stellar. We're going to talk about that on the channel, and then we're going to head out today for going over to Chrome Market Cap like we wanted to do. Typically, we want to do it in the front, but now we're going to put it to the back. So if you want to stay by for that, on the back end of the video, that's where the coin market cap overview will be. So anyway, folks, moving forward, that's just the way it's going to be. I appreciate you all for tuning into the channel. Thank you for supporting the channel and helping the channel go and grow. I appreciate you all so much. So anyway, here we are with another video. So let's go ahead and get into it. All right, so here we go with the executive order that was released yesterday, March 9th, 2022. Executive order that will be ensuring responsible development of digital assets. And here we are by the authority vested by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America. It is hereby ordered as follows. Section 1, the policy which will advance in digital and distributed ledger technology for financial services, which have led to dramatic growth in the markets for digital assets, with profound implications for the protection of consumers, investors, and businesses alike, including data privacy and security, financial stability and systemic risk, crime, national security, and the ability to exercise human rights, and the financial inclusion and equity. This word is very important right here, equity. Okay. When they talk about equity, they mention it a lot of times in the executive order. I haven't fully gone over it, but this word pops out a lot for me. And energy demand and climate change. So keep my eye on this as well, folks, because this is very telling when it comes to energy and climate change and their climate narrative. In November 2021, non-state issued digital assets reach a combined market capitalization of over $3 trillion, up from approximately $14 billion in early 2016 of November. Monetary authorities globally are exploring and in some cases introducing central bank digital currencies. We've gone over that here on the channel. While many activities involving digital assets are within the scope of existing domestic laws and regulations in our area where the United States has been a global leader, growing development as well as adoption of digital assets and related innovations, as well as the inconsistent controls of the demand to defend against certain key risks, necessities, and evolution of alignment of the United States government approach to digital assets. So here they want to go take stronger steps to reduce the risk of digital assets that could pose to consumers and investors, as well as businesses, protections, financial stability and financial system integrity, and also combating and preventing crime, illicit finance, national security, the ability to exercise human rights, financial inclusion and equity. See, there go that word again, and climate change and pollution. So if you guys know what I'm talking about when it comes to energy demand and climate change, and then they go down here and talk about climate change and change in pollution, then that should tell you what that means. Writing is on the wall for me, and that spells trouble for Bitcoin. Anyway, so here are some other key points. If you want to go over here, here are some objectives. All right, so the part of this that we want to look at is section 4. Okay, you can look at all of this, you can read this. I'll leave it in the description if you haven't had an opportunity to locate the website or where you can actually find this entire order. They also want to go over the United States must also ensure appropriate controls and accountability for the current and future digital asset systems to promote high standards for transparency, privacy, and security, and through regulatory governance and technological measures that counter illicit activities and preserve or enhance the efficacy of our national security. So they are going to work on that, and we know some of these other things have already been in play. We've talked about them on the channel. Here we are. There was something that I wanted to point out, so forgive me for not having that ready. So they want more peer-to-peer, okay, activity, payment activity, growth in decentralized financial ecosystems. We've gone over those, and we know what those are when it comes to decentralization. And I know that they want to talk about interoperability and other things that will allow the crypto space to grow. And if you've listened to me on the channel and you recall, when the executive order was supposed to be released last week, and it didn't happen before that, before this executive order was announced, I said that this would be a positive. And I do believe this is going to be a good thing for crypto. Sometimes there's going to be things that certain people don't really want to acknowledge when it comes to certain communication what you're reading. Okay, so for me, I look at certain language in the order, and for me, this is important to just kind of look at the writing on the wall. I can tell you, whoever wrote this did a very, very good job at some of the key points in this. Here is section 4, what we wanted to go over really. Policy and actions related to the United States central bank digital currency. The policy of this United States CBDC is as follows. Sovereign money is at the core of a well-functioning financial system, macroeconomic stabilization policies, and economic growth. This places the higher urgency on research and development efforts into the potential design and deployment options of a United States CBDC. These efforts should include assessments of a possible benefits and risk for consumers, investors, and businesses, financial stability and systemic risk, payment systems, national security, and the ability to exercise human rights, financial inclusion, and equity. And the actions are required to launch a United States CBDC if doing so is deemed to be in the national interest. This also sees merit in showcasing the United States leadership and participation in international fora related to CBDCs and in multi-country conversation, as well as pilot projects involving CBDCs. Any future dollar payment system. I think that we already know that there's going to be another dollar system in place. It's just transitioning into it is what we got to get to. Should be designed in a way that is consistent with the United States priorities as outlined in Section 4AI of this order and democratic values, including privacy protection, and that ensures the global financial system has appropriate transparency, connectivity, and a platform and architecture, interoperability, and transferability as appropriate. So there we go. They mentioned interoperability and transferability as being appropriate to whatever digital asset that might be. And here in 3, we want to talk about this because sometimes this extra information is about to get really juicy here. A United States CBDC may have the potential to support efficient and low-cost transactions, particularly for cross-border funds, transfers, and payments, and to foster greater access to the financial system with fewer of the risks posed by private sector administered digital assets. Let me read that again, folks. Low-cost transactions, particularly for cross-border funds. There's only two assets that I could think of. That is XRP, and that is Stellar, XLM, that can do that. A United States CBDC that is interoperable with CBDCs issued by other monetary authorities. This facilitates faster and low-cost cross-border payments and potentially boosts economic growth, support the continued centrality of the United States within the international financial system, and help to protect the unique role that the dollar plays in global finance. There are also, however, potential risks and downsides to consider. We should prioritize timely assessments of the potential benefits and risks under various designs to ensure that the United States remains a leader in the international financial system. Okay, and here, folks, they got 180 days. Okay, that's about 6 months there. All of you folks got to come up with their things and do their work. And you read the rest of this. I'm not going to go over all of it, but I want to point out that part of cross-border payments, interoperability, transparency, low-cost fees, things like that, climate change, you name it. This is a good executive order. There's a lot more for me to read over. It's pretty lengthy, but I think you get the idea of it being a bonus or a plus to digital assets and cryptocurrency as a whole. So get excited. We can only imagine what those cross-border payment types are when it comes to crypto assets that we hold. So anyway, this is coming from the statement to the first ever digital asset executive order coming from the Stellar Development Foundation by Donnell Dixon. And today, the White House executive order is a significant milestone, directing a first-of-its-kind government-wide strategy on digital currencies. And it also recognized the need for clarity so the industry can continue to evolve, grow, and meet the ever-increasing enthusiasm and momentum we see for this sector. And it also acknowledges that the promise of blockchain is no longer hypothetical. It is here to stay. The order directing to create more robust cooperation with the government is the progress we've been working towards, and we welcome it. We hope it leads to a future regulatory state where existing agencies have more clarity on how the existing regulatory framework can and should be applied to the blockchain industry and the identification of any gaps. And this call for collaboration can be an excuse to keep the industry from having a seat at the table. So they want to have a seat at the table, folks. And again, I'll end it with this on this article here, or this statement coming from Donnell Dixon. Today marks a step towards determining the fate of a technology that will unlock a more equitable, it's just said in a different way, equitable, equity, okay, and accessible financial systems. We are hopeful that this is a sign of more participation and a partnership to come. Okay, so there we go. We got that from Donnell. So I'm excited about it. I'm loving the executive order. You can even go look at Brad Garlinghouse. He said some glowing things, and a lot of people were surprised. I'm not surprised. I thought it would be this way. Sometimes you got to let people do certain things to try to make things the way they got to, I guess. Sometimes certain people will try to do it. They won't like it because a certain person or group of people are doing it. So that's just the way I look at it. No worries. Sometimes you got to let people just do the things that you want them to do that just won't let it be done when they try to do it. So anyway, the Bank of London also joins Faster Payments, the UK's 24/7. Real-time payment system. So this was about a few days ago, so I just wanted to report on it. The Bank of London, again, they joined the Faster Payments network, and this is really good for faster payments. And a lot of this stuff is starting to ramp up rather quickly when it comes to digital assets and cryptocurrency, the adoption of it, regulations, rules, guidelines, frameworks, and things like that for us to follow. And once those things are in play, then we can move forward knowing that the markets are not going to be manipulated and controlled by people that shouldn't be doing that. So anyway, I'm going to end it on this, folks, with the coin market cap. And right now the crypto market cap is at 1.84 trillion. Let me go ahead and give it a refresh. Actually, it's at 1.75 trillion, which is a 5.8% decrease. Bitcoin is dominating the market at 42.6. Ethereum 17.8. As we see, we got the trending tokens, some biggest gainers, some recently added tokens. Bitcoin $39,228.85. Ethereum $2,599.33 there at number two. As we see, BNB, Binance coin, $366.02. USDC 52.3 billion dollar market cap there. And Terra Luna has jumped over XRP at $102.24 there. And here we go again. This is just all crypto theater at the moment. These tokens coming in and out, getting share of the market, which is cool. Let them do what they gotta do. XRP is just about to make everybody take a wow look at the market here shortly, so don't even worry about it. 73 pennies, and that is a good buy for me. And again, we just like to accumulate and acquire, and if it's 180 days before any of this, hypothetically, any of these executive order things are resolved, some are even less days to get resolved, but if we are given 180 days, that is enough time for me to continue to pack my bags at 73 cents. If it's lower than a dollar, we're all in. Cardano, 80 cents. Solana, $82.04. Avalanche, rounding out that top 10, $72.87. And as we scroll down the market, we see red there. And you know what? It's okay, because we are getting closer to something. The executive order just proved that for all of us. Algorand, 73 cents. Stellar, 17 pennies. Hashgraph at 20 cents there. $5.4. VeChain, 4 cents. And here we are with IOTA, 73 cents. And you know, some of these prices, they all look similar. They are kind of like all in that same little bracket, under a dollar, 73 cents, 72 cents. And they're all in that same money range, okay? $115 for Quant. And not much more we can look at here in the bottom of the market, but we do see XDC going up a little bit at 5 pennies. Icon made it back into the top 100. Otherwise, folks, continue to accumulate and acquire your digital assets while these prices are low. And you know which ones we've been talking about on the channel consistently and regularly. So I encourage you to get those. This is never financial advice, okay? I'm not a financial advisor. I'm only doing what I think my research allows me to do when it comes to investing in the crypto space. Do I invest in other tokens? Absolutely. But that is, you know, at my own risk. And do not put more money in that you're unwilling to lose. For me, crypto has just changed my life for the last 4 years. So it is all crypto. And that's just the way I work. And if I gotta do something with it to convert it to USD and things like that, I know how to operate in that way too. So again, continue to expand your knowledge, your wealth, okay? And knowledge is wealth, whether you believe it or not. So continue to dip into all of these articles, get involved in think tank groups, and continue to expand on who you are as an individual, and always have room to grow. For me, I don't know it all, so I'm going to continue to try to grow and be the best that I can be. when it comes to this space and providing solid foundational information. So anyway, folks, I hope you enjoyed today's video. Hit the like button on the way out. Make sure you hit the subscribe button as well. This also helps the channel go and grow, and I appreciate that from you guys who continue to contribute to the channel. Anyway, have a great evening, afternoon, great day, wherever you may be. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, God bless, take care. And as always, treat everyone with class, dignity, and respect. Bye-bye. Thank you.